Figures published by the Department of Health show that compared to many other countries, Ireland has had a high number of COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes and other residential centres. According to the report, Canada has the starkest figures, with 82% of the country's deaths taking place in residential facilities. Ireland is in second place. 62% of deaths here have been among those in residential centres. 55% of the dead lived in nursing homes. Meanwhile, another 17 people with the virus have died, bringing the total to 1,631. At last night's news briefing, the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, expressed concern about the number of admissions to hospital and intensive care over the previous 24 hours.
So we've seen in the last 24 hours, 5 people admitted to intensive care and 15 people admitted to hospitals overall. And that's an increase that's... We're going to watch that. We're a little bit worried about that.
From today, people arriving here will be legally required to tell the authorities where they will be self-isolating for the next 14 days. Dr. Houlihan outlined the reasons why.
They're to be implemented from tomorrow, which will mandate the completion of passenger location forms and then require people to stay at home for 14 days of isolation. And we expect to have not only the airlines... But the airport authority is helping us in the implementation of those what will be regulations provided for by legislation that takes effect, as I say, from tomorrow. The intention of this is obviously to provide means through which we can follow up with passengers, people coming through the airports, to ensure that people are in a position whereby if there is a requirement to follow up, that they can be followed up, and to ensure that people are given clear advice around staying at home. We're also then continuing to look at the whole question of what might happen by way of further measures in relation to quarantine.
Tony Houlihan speaking at last night's news briefing. Our correspondent Sinead Crowley has been monitoring developments. Sinead, will you tell us about this report on residential deaths? Now, it warns that international comparisons can be difficult, but Ireland's figures aren't good.
No, that's the case. These are figures that were released on the Department of Health website yesterday, and Ireland in second place overall in terms of the number of care home resident deaths as a percentage of all deaths due to the virus. So Ireland was at 62%, with only Canada ahead of it at 82%. Now, as you said there, the report does warn that international comparisons are difficult. Essentially, countries have different ways of reporting deaths. Ireland is said to, you know, be quite stringent in terms of reporting deaths and where they occur and so on. Some countries only record the place of death, others, you know, it depends on whether the person has moved to hospital or not. So all those provisos remain, however, at the same time, obviously, that is quite a high figure, 62%. The third ranked country, for example, in the list is France at 51%, with Sweden behind it at 49%. Now, the UK, for example, is between 38 and 52%. So that shows you how difficult it is to interpret the data, because that depends on what criteria you apply there. The same goes for countries like Italy that we would note have been badly affected by the virus. Their figures might be quite difficult to read, But leaving all that aside, yeah, Ireland would be in second place in terms of this table.
Now, earlier in the week, there was good news, a day with no deaths to report. But last night, Tony Houlihan voiced some concern about recent admissions to hospital.
Yeah, when we saw the figures last night, there were 17, sadly, people had died, or there were 17 deaths had been reported to the HPSC, which obviously looks like a very large jump from zero. Now, he did go into bit of more of an explanation about that during the briefing, that essentially not every death is reported on the day it occurs. So we saw a graph showing recent deaths where, you know, there'd be 4 and then there'd be 3. A couple of the deaths reported yesterday went all the way back to March, for example. So you were looking at a cumulative figure there. And the same goes for the day we heard zero. That just meant there was no death reported that day, but it hadn't meant that anybody died. So in terms of the figures, they seem to be roughly going in a downwards direction, or in the direction they want to see. However, he did have that note of caution about ICU admissions, which were around 0 to 0 there, or 0 to 1 for a while, but they were up at 5 yesterday. Now, he did say he'd keep an eye on that. He said it was too early to look at a pattern from that, but that ICU admissions and also the 15 into hospital was something they would be looking at. Because obviously, where we tend to look at these daily figures, they're looking at them over a longer term, trying to see what pattern they're showing them, trying to see what advice they can get from them overall.
He was also asked about a meeting he had earlier in the day with the Cabinet, and specifically he was asked about the 2 metre rule, on which there now appears to be some disagreement.
Yeah, this 2 metre rule obviously relates to, and we've all seen the signs, we've all seen the advice to stay 2 metres away from people, and there are different opinions, whether you listen to the World Health Organization, ECDC and so on, about the length, the distance you should stay away from somebody to avoid spreading the virus. So Ireland and Dr. Tony Houlihan and the Chief Medical Officer's advice remains at 2 metres, and he spoke to us about droplet infection and how some droplets are heavier than others and the distance they're carried and so on. So this, certainly at the moment, his advice to the government is going to remain 2 metres, and he was quite, you know, quite clear about that. Having said that, all of the advice, you know, advice is being kept under review and so on, and clearly Cabinet will discuss this. I mean, the advice coming from the Department of Health is advice, it's public health advice, and the government will make a call on that, but certainly his advice remains at 2 metres.
And new measures, as we heard there, coming into force today at ports and airports.
That's right. Everybody from today will have to fill in a form when they come into the airports here. Now, that is a mandatory form. So they have to tell where they're going to be, and they have to give an address where they're going to be. This allows the authorities to contact them if there is any public health issue. If there was, for example, an infection on the flight, it means the authorities will know where to contact them. They're also being asked to self-isolate for 14 days. Now, that's not mandatory, but it is advised. But the filling in of the form is mandatory, and there would be a fine, as for example, there will be sanctions if you don't fill in that form. There's a couple of people who it doesn't apply to, for example, diplomats, people in certain jobs, people working in supply chain roles, people arriving from Northern Ireland won't be required to fill it, but for the most part, people coming into the country will be asked to fill in the form and then asked to self-isolate. And it was also pointed out at the briefing last night that non-essential travel is not recommended at the moment anyway. There was a lot of questions about resumption of flights and whether people would be able to go or come back. But Dr. Tony Houlihan, you know, stressing very strongly that at the moment, non-essential travel in or out of the country is not advised.
More to be heard, no doubt. Thank you very much for that, Sinead. Sinead Crowley there, our correspondent.